Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. In life, we all encounter challenges. Painfully, many people think of themselves as unfortunate as a result of the challenges that come upon them. In fact, they start asking questions like, why me? God, are you still by me? And unfortunately, many people start looking at people to blame, and they start pointing fingers. Even when the challenges they are going through are a result of their misdeeds, they fail to acknowledge that, and so they begin to point fingers at people as being the reason why they have challenges. I'd like to share a very important truth to you today. Challenges are not customized to you. What I mean by that is this. You have challenges, yes. It is not personal to you. Your own challenge may be personal, but challenges are not personal to anybody. Have everybody encounter challenges in life? I don't want to say they are normal life events, but I think it's correct to say that. Now, why I'm bringing all this to you is this, so you stop at least, first stop by stop shouting or stop complaining that why me? Is it only me? Why is it only me and all that? Complaining that is why me and asking those kind of questions don't take away the challenges. As again, I say, challenges are not customized to you. They are general. Even everybody experiences challenges, including the very successful ones we have. You may think, oh, what challenge do they have? You don't know that it's a little bit of a challenge trying to be able to manage your money. It's a challenge trying to manage people who call themselves friends to you, because once you have money, all kinds of human beings come around you. It's a challenge trying to remain rich when you have become rich. It's a challenge trying to share the money to the people who are calling you to give them money and not go broke. They have their own challenges again, I say, and someone may be stinkingly rich but have challenges in their marriages. So these are realities of life. So when you have challenges, when you encounter challenges, stop thinking of yourself as being unfortunate, and please stop thinking about anybody in your village doing your jazz. Do you understand that? Jesus Christ had challenges in his time. One of them is the fact that he has a thief as a treasurer. My brother, that's a very serious challenge. What it means that when people finish donating money for the ministry, Jesus Christ Ministries International, don't mind me, the money was not missing. They will gather money for crusades, and when it's about time to pay for all, they will just find out that the money is not complete. Why? Jesus Christ had the thief as a treasurer. Now, that's a challenge. So please, whatever challenge comes around you, understand that it's not personal. Please, just understand that. So what you do is this. Don't give up because of them. The temptation most times when we counter challenges is that we feel like, oh, I can't go on again. Do not fall for that temptation. Do not fall for that temptation. A lot of times when we encounter challenges, the temptation is to give up on our pursuits, give up on life because of them. But this is my suggestion, this is my encouragement and counsel to you. Please do not give up because of challenges. Those that made it to the top refuse to be stopped by it. It's not because they didn't have challenges. It's not that their life was rosy for them. No, it's not that. But the point is that they settle down and say, oh, this is a challenge. We need to fix it. We need to resolve it so we can make progress. They started making progress. They reached the top. They became the great people we know today because they said, no, we will not give challenges opportunity. We will not give it the power to overpower us. We will not give it the right to overpower us and thereby stop us from attaining the goal we set out to attain. So if you have a challenge in your human relationship, don't give up on your business. Don't give up on your marriage. Learn what to do to get around it. If you have a challenge in a subject or a course you are doing in school, don't give up on your schooling. Find a way to tackle the course. Again, I say, if you have a challenge in your financial management, don't get bitter about it or continue bleeding financially. Find a way to tackle it. In fact, you may hire an expert or learn to do your job of financial management better. So please, whatever challenge that comes around you, don't give up because of them. What you do is this. Find a way of tackling those challenges so you can make progress. Find a way of dealing with them so you can make advancement. Find a way of ensuring that you either get rid of them, walk over them, or reduce their impact so you can make progress. One of those things I know about challenges in life is this. Challenges many times come to test your resolve in your pursuit. They come to check whether you really mean you want to get what you are aiming for. They want to check whether you really mean that you want to become this person you say you want to become. They want to check if you are really serious about attaining this goal. They want to check if you are really serious about becoming that useful person in life. So when they come to you, tell them, yes, I am resolute. I am certain that I have to get what I want. I'm resolute and certain I have to attain this goal. I'm resolute and certain that I have to become this person. Therefore, I cannot give up because of you. That's what you tell challenges. And when how you do it is this. Refuse to allow it to stop you from getting to where you're supposed to get. Refuse to allow it to become an obstacle to you. Refuse to allow it to become a stop. Yes, find a way of dealing with them. Challenges are not excuses, are not enough excuses to give up on life, give up on your marriage, business, or even career. They make demand on your inner abilities. Look inward to draw out strategies for any challenge you encounter. Many times again, you need to realize this. Some of the challenges that come around you or come before you, they are things you can deal with. In fact, some of them are actually out to make you become fully who you are supposed to be. They challenge you, therefore compelling you to think inward. They challenge you, thereby compelling you to look inward so that you'll be able to draw out insight, draw out understanding, draw out lessons on how to deal with them. And when you're able to deal with them, you become a better person. A case in point is that if you have a challenge of having to relate with someone who's always angry, you learn patience. That kind of challenge compels you to look inward, to look at how do I draw patience in myself? How do I develop the capacity to endure? Just find your way around any challenge you encounter and make progress. But as for giving up, please, that is not an option at all. My prayer for you as I leave today is this. May God strengthen you with wisdom and perseverance to overcome any challenge you face in Jesus' name. May He give you ideas. May He empower you. May He strengthen you. May He give you enlightenment. May He draw you close to men and women who will inspire you, who will encourage you and mentor you, until you're able to deal with any challenge you encounter around you. Please, next time on this episode, I will begin to talk about finding your way around your challenges. There are critical points, there are a number of points I think you should bear in mind for any challenge you encounter. There are thoughts I want to share with you on how to deal with challenges, on how to meet challenges and say, okay, this is how to go around them so you make progress and not allow challenges be a stop to your progress. The point I made today is this. Challenges are not peculiar to you. Everyone has it, both the poor and the rich, the low and the high. However, those who make progress in life are those who refuse to allow challenges stop them. Do not allow challenges stop you. Find your way around it and make progress. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.